Case number 10,235, Sierra Village, south of Route 1, west of Golden Avenue, being lot M62 within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Cindy Surface, Golden Avenue, Royal Beach, Delaware.
Your address, sir? Name and address.
Jose Ibarra, we're 62, also surgery over there.
Okay. How do you spell your last name?
Ibarra.
Okay. And will you both swear affirm testimony about the gifts to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, which in this case is Sun Communities, and it's Sun Communities on behalf of Jose and Heidi Ibarra. The application here relates to lot M62 in Sierra Village. I'm going to ask the community manager a few questions, then we'll hear from Mr. Ibarra, and then obviously be ready for any questions the board may have or any comments from those in attendance as the board takes those comments. Ms. Surface, if you could introduce yourself to the board, who are you and what your position is?
Yes, my name is Cindy Surface. I'm the community manager at Sierra Village Mobile Home Park.
And how long have you been the community manager at Sierra Village?
It's going on about 2 years now.
Obviously, being the community manager, you're familiar with site M62?
Yes, I am.
If you could, for the board, describe lot M62. Is it a regularly shaped lot?
No. Lot M62 is one of only two sites in Sierra Village that are shaped this way. It's longer, and it comes to sort of an odd-shaped triangle at the back.
Is that what you described as an odd-shaped triangle? Is that in line with the adjacent rear property lines of the properties on the other side of it, or does it extend into the block that's immediately behind that lot?
It actually extends into the block in between two homes that sit on block N behind this home. So where there'd typically be one home behind each site, there are actually two home sites behind this one.
And you indicated, I mean, this is irregular. How many other lots have this bump out into adjacent or the lots behind them?
There's just one other like that, a couple of lots down on Golden Avenue.
This layout of the lots, do you know when these lots were laid out in this configuration?
As far as I know, they were laid out in the mid-1960s.
Do the improvements on the surrounding lots, I'll use lot M64 as an example, do you know if they meet the county's setback requirements?
No, they do not.
How about the county's requirements for separation between improvements on a manufactured home lot?
No, they do not.
Is it typical for lots in the M block and the block behind it, the N block, to not meet the county's setback requirements and separation distances?
Yes, it is typical.
Did you select the home that we're here tonight on for this home site, the new home to be placed there?
No, I did not have the ultimate decision on selecting, but I did work with Mr. and Mrs. Ibarra in looking at the different floor plans of the new homes.
And Mr. and Mrs. Ibarra are the current residents at site M62?
Yes, they are. They have a 1971 Schultz on the site.
And is it located in approximately the same location as the proposed home would be going on?
Yes, it is. It's approximately the same location, along with the enclosed porch that's shown on the drawing is in the same location that is existing now.
If Mr. Barr, if you could join me up here.
Good evening.
How long have you resided at Sierra Village, sir?
We have resided there about 3.5 years.
And Ms. Surface just testified that, I guess you approached her about replacing the existing home on that site?
Yes, that's correct. We went over a few different sizes, and the biggest concern was that my wife and I have three kids. This manufactured home that's there now only has two bedrooms and one bathroom, and we're trying to look, trying to upgrade to a bigger house. And my, the biggest concern here was the home is, it's an old home, and the electric, once every once in a while, it flickers, and we're concerned about the what's behind the walls, being such an old trailer. We're not sure, trying to play safe and at the same time upgrade.
In choosing a home, did you look at varying homes of varying width and length?
Yes, we looked at some wider homes, but we wanted to try to keep the same length, maybe a little bit longer, because we wanted an extra bedroom, and trying to keep it similar to what's there now.
Your existing home, does it have a porch just similar to the one that's shown on the proposed drawing?
Yes, that's correct.
And the size of that porch is?
It's 10 by about 40 feet long.
And would you be doing a similar porch on your new home?
We're looking to do, probably keeping it about the same width, 10 feet wide by maybe 30 feet instead of 40 feet long.
Just to summarize things for the board, and then Mr. Ibarra and Ms. Surface and myself will be ready for any questions that the board has. The testimony, I believe, has established that the lot is uniquely shaped as the back portion of the lot extends into the adjacent row of homes behind it. The variance from the separation requirements is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, as you just heard from Mr. Ibarra and his family. The hardship was not created by the applicant, as the irregular shape of the lot and the placement of the homes around it obviously was not done by Mr. Ibarra or, frankly, by Sun Communities. And this application will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as was indicated, as even this drawing indicates. I don't know if it's the majority, but many of the homes, if not the majority of the homes and other improvements at Sierra Village, and even on, if we go specifically to lots or blocks M and N, have these very same separation problems when compared to today's county code. If the board members have any question for Mr. Ibarra or Ms. Surface or myself, I'm ready to answer those.
The sheds up on the little triangular portion, are they to remain?
No, we're looking to remove those.
Both of them?
Yes.
Are there two of them there? It looks.
They're back to back. There's two of them. Yes.
So they're going to be moved.
Yeah.
That would eliminate one of the variances, then, wouldn't it, Mr. Rickard? If that's.
No, they've got to be 20 feet from the other manufactured home there.
I mean, if they remove the sheds and that. The sheds were in violation, weren't they? Or was it just the mobile home?
No, just the mobile home.
Okay, gotcha.
They're existing.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bourbon?
Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Mills? Okay, no questions at this time. Okay, hearing no questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, could you keep your hands up, please? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, you have 11 in opposition. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group of all the 11 here?
Chairman, while they're getting ready to come up here, I have four letters, emails that an objection.
Okay.
One from Pat Norberg. They're saying that safety and security is being, that they're not happy with that because of the fact that they, common sense from the board, that's all they ask for, the safety and code of the fire code also. And that's from Sandra Statzil. Another email for Dorothy Boucher, which says the same thing. Fire results in death, that we should consider that. And from Jeannie Sisk, that says the same thing. Putting them in a smaller lot than it should be.
They're all residents of Sierra?
Yep.
One's 1997-96 Sierra Avenue. And the other is, I don't know if that one is or not. That's an email that just came in there. And also saying Sierra Village. Then there's another one, Sierra Village, 20,083 Delaware Avenue, Sierra. And Pat Norberg is from Rehoboth, Delaware, and let's see, it doesn't say where she's from.
The ones that have Sierra addresses, we've granted a lot of variances in there. Do you know if we've granted them for those people?
No, we haven't.
We haven't granted them?
No, not these.
Okay.
Yeah, other than what might be on the main.
Not other than the main, right.
Okay, again, now, do we have a spokesman for the group, please?
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Paul Enterline. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I'm representing the Sierra Homeowners Association, Inc., and I have Jeannie Sisk, who's the president of that organization, who would like to testify. So if you go ahead.
Name and address.
19796 Sierra Avenue.
And you swear a firm testimony about to give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, please state your full name for the record, please.
Jeannie Sisk.
And how long have you lived in Sierra Village?
I've lived in there permanently since 91. We've been in the park since 1965.
And are you an officer of the Sierra Homeowners Association, Inc.?
Yes, I'm the president of the Sierra Homeowners, Inc., in existence since 1982.
What are your concerns with this application?
They have put other homes in there. My aunt used to own that home, so I know you're having a problem with
Please
that.
Please don't address anyone
I'm sorry,
else except
I'm
the
sorry.
Board.
My aunt used to own the home. We have homes that they have put in that absolutely do fit the lots. The homes that they put in prior to did not. There's two here. It's
let me show you lot K68. What does that home indicate?
That home indicates is a 14 by, I think, 60. I'm not real sure of the length, but I know what the width is.
And was that how recently was that put in?
Within months.
Okay. And there's a set of photographs of lot 8A80. What does that show?
That shows a 20 by, and I'm not sure, again, of the length, but that was put in recently also within months.
May I submit the picture of lot K68 as our Exhibit A and lot A80 as our Exhibit B? Okay. You said that you knew something about the existing home on this lot?
Yeah, my aunt used to own it.
And how wide is it, the existing home?
14 foot.
Okay. What is the concern with having homes closer than 20 feet to one another?
There's a number of problems. One definitely is the fire. We've had a number of fires in there, and you have to give us the 20 feet between. The other thing is privacy issues. We don't have any privacy. We have some of the smallest lots around, but there are mobiles that will fit those lots.
Okay. Is there any problem with noise?
Very much.
Okay. The Now, you've looked at this proposal. Is there another way that they could do this based on your experience in this park?
Yeah, they have one they just put in for 20 foot. It's a 20 foot. We have the picture of the 20 foot here.
And that's Exhibit B.
Yeah. I don't know how many bedrooms or anything else it has, but a 20 foot, I mean, that would bring in a little bit.
Without the porch?
Without, no porch. Okay. I mean, that's what happens. They put these mobiles in, and they end up putting a porch in. I have a picture of that just recently happened.
In this particular application, where the sheds are located on the sides, are those the concern of your organization?
No, they are not.
Okay, just the distance from the dwellings.
Distance from the structures.
Okay. That's all I have for this witness. I wish to, just wish to note the other members of Sierra Village Homeowners Association, if you could just rise. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 members of the organization that are here.
Six
that are here in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Are you suggesting then, am I correct in you're saying that a 20 foot would fit here?
It would be a little bit, you would still have a couple feet on the one side, but what our argument is they're selling homes that will fit on the lots. And we don't come in here and say anything. But then when they're selling homes that, seven variances are coming up and they all need, seven homes are coming up, they all need variances. We're not objecting to the sheds. We're objecting to these aren't 5 foot setback problems, there are variances between. And then the people need to put steps. Then they put a porch. Then they put a deck. And we're right up against each other. We cannot help it. Our lots are small. But there are homes that will fit there. Okay. And a lot of people are redoing their homes. I've redone mine. A lot of people are doing that. Gutting them out, redoing them.
I believe you said that you feel there should be 20 feet between structures for privacy and fire.
Yes, sir.
So how does the shed not obstruct that clearance?
We don't have electric in the sheds that I know of. A lot of them are portable. The two little sheds sitting back there, little metal sheds, they have not a blooming thing in them, really. I mean,
what's electric? I'm not quite.
There's no electric or anything in there. I mean, I don't know what would. We're not opposing the sheds because they blow over. They're portable. They get moved. So for not granting a variance due to something that could be there today and not tomorrow, then you have a permanent structure, there's a difference.
So you,
can it catch on fire? Sure.
Do you think a shed full of equipment wouldn't obstruct the clearance for a fire company to get through?
It could, but that's normally the fire companies don't come that way. They don't. The lots are small. They don't need to ride on the property. They get right in front of the mobiles. They can stretch anywhere.
Okay.
We've not had problems with fires with the sheds. We've had many fires in there, and it's not the sheds.
When's the last fire you had in there? Do you have any documentation to that?
Yeah, it was not too long ago. I have the pictures. I left them out in the car. And the one was on Sutter Avenue, and it burnt. It was in the picture and everything, in the papers and all, and just recently. And then we have a gal here that had the home burned in back of her. If you remember that, it was on Atlantic. Yeah, she had a hardship and put another home in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no other opposition. Attorney Ripon. Okay.
I'd like to ask one question.
Is the attorney?
Yes.
Sir, would you come forward?
Did you say the old trailer was the same size as the new one?
It is not the exact same size, no.
How much difference is it?
I think Ms. Sis just said it was 14. The old one was 14 feet by. Do you know what the size of your home was, sir?
14 by 70, like 7.
14 by 70, the old one is.
Obviously, this one is 16 by 76.
76, okay.
If Mr. Hutt, do you know if you put in a 14 footer, if you would still need variances from the structures that you've applied for in this application?
The difficulty in answering that, and I might defer to Ms. Surface on this, is that typically with, and she can correct me if I'm wrong, typically with manufactured homes, when you start looking at getting narrower homes, they get longer in length because the manufacturers of these things know that people want a certain number of bedrooms or a certain size home. And so, I mean, I can't speak to whether or not you could find a 14 by 68 or 14 by whatever the dimensions are.
It appears from the drawing that 14 foot without the proposed porch would only leave you about 33 feet, which you would need 40 to have 20 on each side.
I'd also like to point out that...
Is that correct?
I think...
So it's not even possible to put a 14 foot in here without a variance?
It's a narrow site, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, the shed on this drawing and the shed on M60 that's sitting right beside the porch has since been moved around to the back of that porch against the side of the house to the back of the porch. It doesn't sit out on the edge of the porch like that anymore. So there's an additional whatever the width of that shed is right there.
Okay, so then it would be 18 and 22 feet, which would leave you 40 feet.
Yes.
So 16 foot is the narrowest the widest you could put in there legally.
16, yes.
For the 20 between
units. If we eliminated the proposed porch addition and just had the 16-foot wide home, then we'd be in compliance with...
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm, because the shed is no longer there on 60.
So, now you have the other variance issues. What size mobile home could be put on there and meet all the setbacks?
If the sheds at the rear of this home are moved, this size home could be put on that site. It would have to be moved forward about 2 feet, 1 inches to compensate at site N59, where it's 17.9 feet at this point. But then we would have to eliminate the proposed porch. I could get with the Ibarras, and Skyline does make homes this size that have factory-built front porches on them. We could look at something like that, or if they decide just not to have a porch at all. But the 16 by 76 could fit on that site.
If you were to slide it forward and then...
Eliminate the shed.
And eliminate the sheds
eliminate
in the back.
The sheds,
yes, sir.
In the back, then you'd be able to.
Yes,
and,
sir.
In addition, I mean, what that does is place the home closer to the road, and if they put a porch on the front of that, then they'd be even closer to Golden Avenue.
There's already an existing porch on the structure, and where this proposed porch is shown.
It's
yes.
In about the
basically exact, it's already there. Okay.
Now the exact same space. Yeah, it comes. The existing porch comes up into the driveway just about a foot or so, but otherwise it's in the exact same spot.
So you brought it forward, you still could put a porch on there and still meet the setbacks. Be right with that.
Yes.
On the front.
Yes, we could.
On the front.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would then, rather than being about 25 feet back, I think it would probably be about 12 feet from Golden Avenue, right. and significantly into that driveway, but yes.
Right.
It could fit.
Yes.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,235 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,235 under advisement at this time. What that means, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay?
Case number